Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sixth Canto, Chapter 3, Text 17. Tasyatma tantrasya hare radishitu. Parasya maya dipater mahatmano. Prayena dhuta iha vai manoharas. Charanti tadrupa gunas bhava. Tasyatma tantrasya hare radisitu. Parasya maya dipater mahatmano. Prayena dhuta iha vai manoharas. Charanti tadrupa gunas svabhava. Tasyatma tantrasya hare radisitu. Parasya maya dipater mahatmano. Prayena dhuta iha vai manoharas. Charanti tadrupa gunas svabhava. Ladies. Tasyatma, tasya of him, atma tantrasya, being self-sufficient, not dependent on any other person.
Hare,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Adi Situhu,
who is the master of everything.
Prasya,
the transcendence.
Maya Adipatahe,
the master of the illusory energy.
Mahatmanah,
of the Supreme Soul.
Prayena,
almost. Dutaha, the ordered carriers.
Iha,
in this world.
Vai,
indeed.
Manoharaha,
pleasing in their dealings and bodily features.
Charanti,
they move. Tat,
of him.
Rupa, possessing the bodily features.
Guna,
the transcendental qualities.
Svabhava,
and nature. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient and fully independent. He is the master of everyone and everything, including the illusory energy. He has His form, qualities, and features. And similarly, His order carriers, the Vaishnavas, who are very beautiful, possess bodily features, transcendental qualities, and a transcendental nature almost like His. They always wander within this world with full independence. Purport. Yamaraj was describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. But the order carriers of Yamaraj were very eager to know about the Vishnudutas, who had defeated them in their encounter with Ajamila. Yamaraj therefore stated that the Vishnudutas resemble the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their bodily features, transcendental qualities, and nature. In other words, the Vishnudutas, or Vaishnavas, are almost as qualified as the Supreme Lord. Yamaraj informed the Yamadutas that the Vishnudutas are no less powerful than Lord Vishnu. Since Vishnu is above Yamaraj, the Vishnudutas are above the Yamadutas. Persons protected by the Vishnudutas, therefore, cannot be touched by the Yamadutas.
Om Agyanatmarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshamalitam Dina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bangalandayate Dini Kripa tamaham vande Sri Gurun dinatarinam Paramanandama Sri Chaitanyeshwara.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada describes here how the Vaishnavas, or in this case Vishnudutas, wander throughout the world with independence. We also are wandering. We're wandering throughout the universes. What does it mean that we're wandering? There's that verse, Brahmanda Brahmeti. Brahmanda is the universe, the Brahmanda, Brahmeti. Brahmeti is to wander. I was thinking about this today, and it's interesting that the Bengali word for tourism is Brahmanam. Brahmanam. To Brahmana, Brahmana, or to wander about, it's like a tourist. You're not at home. You're away from your actual home. You really have no defined purpose that you're going to achieve by this wandering about. You're simply trying to find some pleasure somewhere. In this way, people in this world, they go out to tour looking somewhere. They go to Goa, they go to Bali, they go to wherever. Even sometimes they go to places which you wouldn't imagine anyone could find any pleasure. Like on the top, and now here we are all a little bundled up because it's cold out there. But today I know that my brother is in the top of a mountain in Montana in, I don't know, minus 20 degrees weather, trying to eke out some enjoyment from skiing the hills. Crazy. I found myself in the same position in my past, up on the top of a mountain. I don't know how many of you are from cold climates that are skiers. And you find yourself up on the top of the, totally freezing, just completely, why am I here? And yet, zoom down the hill and a little flash of pleasure, adrenaline rush, whatever. So we're Brahma, we're Brahman, we're wandering through this material universe. Like tourists, away from home. We've forgotten our home so far, so long we've been away. We're wandering about, no other business, but trying to find some little pleasure, some little enjoyment in this world, and being frustrated. But we heard, if you just go to that other place, there's another place. Oh, yes, I'm in India. I'm struggling so much. But America, I get to America. The streets are paved with gold, and I'll have everything will be wonderful. Of course, they're not paved with gold. Same tar that we have here. But so we're wandering. But very, very, very fortunately, we are not the only ones wandering in this world. The Vaishnavas, they also wander in the world. Not specifically looking for you or me. It's not that the Vaishnavas are wandering throughout the world. It's not that Prabhupada came to New York and he was particularly looking for Hayagriva or Mukunda Maharaj. He didn't have their name or their address. He didn't have this this particular person in mind. The only name he had was Mr. Agarwal. That's the only name he had. And he didn't know that the wife of Mr. Agarwal, Sally Agarwal, was probably didn't even know her name. And yet she was immensely affected by Srila Prabhupada's arrival. So Srila Prabhupada didn't come to New York thinking, well, okay, I have this place to go, I have this to do, I've got this plan, I've got... He spoke of his time in the early days that he would go out into the streets of New York wandering. He just described that I would simply wander the street. And through his wandering, through his independent, this is described, Prabhupada describes here that the Vishnu Dutas, the Vaishnava, he actually uses the term Vaishnavas. They always wander within this world with full independence. Now we are not independent in our wandering. What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Brahmanya sarva bhutani yantira rudhani mayaya. How does it go? How does it start? Suma, I had it. Huh? Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha darduna tishtati. Brahmanya sarva bhutani yantira rudhani mayaya. Right? I thought it was, but I wanted to. So we're not independent in our Brahmanya. We're wandering also. We're wandering about without independence. We are simply being taken around this universe. Like on a machine. As passengers. This tour bus is being driven by the Lord. And he takes us here, he takes us there, he shows us the whole place because we are looking, we're looking, and we have some desire. We say, oh, let me see that place, let me see this. And then the Lord takes us according to his will. And sometimes he shows us things which we, oh, wait a minute, I didn't want that. Hold on, I wanted the pleasure places. I didn't want to get hit by a tsunami. I didn't want to be cast into all this anxiety. Why are you taking me here? But no, this is part of the tour. It's in the package. This tour package we've signed on for has got a big mix of elements, and you can't get away from the whole package. But the Vaishnavas, the pure devotees, they are also wandering in this world, but independently. Independently meaning that they're wandering fully under the direction of the Lord in a positive way. Everyone is under the direction of the Lord. But they are intimately connected with that direction. They're aware of that direction. They are independently connecting themselves with the desire of Krishna. We are dependent, we are without independence, we are forced into this wander. But these devotees, Srila Prabhupada, didn't have to come to America. He wasn't forced by karma or any other thing to come onto that boat nearly 50 years ago this year. This is now the year, 2015. In August, 50 years ago, Srila Prabhupada came here to Mayapur. He took the blessings of his Guru Maharaj. He traveled to Calcutta. And with full independence, but without a defined idea, he took his first wandering step into the Western world, knowing that Brahmanda Brahmeti Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej, that he could deliver and would deliver the mercy of the Lord to whomever he met. And that is the fortune that we have. We have, somehow or other, all each one of us, we've received this mercy from the wandering devotees. Each one of us has their own story. How, somehow or other, we met someone. There was no plan. How many of us here in their, you know, early youth planned, well, I am going to meet a Vaishnava and I'm going to pick up the Bhagavad Gita and I'm going to chant Hare Krishna and I'm going to become a devotee of Srila Prabhupada. Of course, now today we have children who may have this good fortune, but this is the extended mercy. No, we didn't have a plan. We were wandering. And somehow in our wandering, we had, very often it began, well, we can understand from scripture that if it not in this life, in some previous life, there was sukriti. There was generally agyata sukriti. The agyata sukriti that we have somehow obtained You know the term, Agata Sukriti. I was looking this up. Srila Prabhupada defines it. And of course, it's one of the examples is this Ajamil and his chanting of Narayan. Srila Prabhupada says, so some are other, therefore, he was attached to the name Narayan. This is called Agata Sukriti. Although calling for his son, he was unknowingly chanting the name of Narayan. Haridas Thakur, when he was asked, well, how are the people going to be saved? It was explained that the holy name of the Lord, even pronounced in part, Rama. How many computer Ramas are there, and panoramas, and all kinds of Ramas in various languages? Rama, the holy name, is so merciful that he appears in every language, in different places, just for this Agata Sukriti, this unknowing Sukriti. And as this accumulates, Srila Prabhupada describes here, because it wasn't just one time that Ajamil chanted. And the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so transcendentally powerful that his chanting was being counted and recorded. So it accumulates. Agata Sukriti, again, so this Sukriti, this fortune, there's a chance which is called Agata Sukriti. Now here's an interesting word. There is a chance. This has been one of my meditations, you could say, whatever the word is. We learn from Scripture that nothing is by chance. And yet Srila Prabhupada uses the term chance here. Interesting. We can talk about that. There's a chance, which is called Agata Sukriti. Agata Sukriti means, just like Krishna's representative. So this is, again, this is the Vaishnavas. Is preaching all over the world. And if somebody comes in contact with that representative of Krishna, and satisfies him, he acquires some Agata Sukriti. This is called Agata Sukriti. He does not know what spiritual benefit he's achieving by serving the representative of Krishna. He does not know, but he acquires it imperceptibly. This is called Agata Sukriti. So when Agata Sukriti is accumulated, then he becomes fortunate. That is called Kono Bhagyavan Jeev. E Rupe Brahmanda Brahmete Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripaya Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So, service. First is the contact. First comes that somehow or other we get contact with a devotee. And then somehow or other, if we can do just a little service, our book distributors go out to distribute books. And I've learned this from some of the senior distributors, that they always ask, give a little donation. Give a little donation. It's good to give, if somebody just takes a book. But if they give a donation, even if it's a small amount, they're giving some service. Even they don't know what it's for. There's that beautiful story of 26 Second Avenue. Many of you must have heard this story. Srila Prabhupada is speaking on the asana. And This is early days, 1966, 67. So those of you who know New York City may remember or were there in the time that this area of New York at the time that Srila Prabhupada was preaching was one of the, you know, low class places. And it was known as a place for, the American term is wino, drunkards, alcoholics who slept on the street and just were completely taken over by their addictions and generally smelled very bad. And because they were, anyway, I want to go into all the details of their lives. But anyhow, here's Srila Prabhupada, he's sitting on the Vyasas, he's talking, and one of these disheveled, dirty, smelly individuals walks, just opens or walks in, comes over to the side, there's a little sink in the side, and from his dirty coat he pulls out a few rolls of toilet paper. And he puts it down on the sink, and he looks to Prabhupada and he walks out. And Srila Prabhupada said, his devotional service has begun. I doubt very much he knew anything. He just thought, oh, he's a nice man, he's an older man, he could, you know, let me give it to the old man over there. Most likely didn't think, well, this is a Swami from India who's in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition and it is going to deliver the world with the chanting of Hare Krishna. He just thought, let me do something. And that little service began his devotional life. So we also, somehow, somewhere, we can all understand that sometime, maybe it was in this life, maybe it was in a previous life, maybe in many, many, many previous lives, somehow or other, we gave some service to the Lord and his devotees, unknowingly, knowingly or unknowingly. And as this Sukriti develops, then what happens? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej, Bhagyavan, the fortune comes. And then just as in the previous verse, yesterday our speaker gave us a very wonderful discussion about kirtan, but we didn't really discuss much about the verse. And here, the previous verse talks especially about how the super soul, how Krishna within is directing our activities. Ishvara sarva bhutani. Rideshe Arjuna Tishtadi, that the Lord is in our hearts, Rideshe Arjuna Tishtadi, and directing us. Now we don't see how he's directing us. That's described here. As the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated as the super soul in everyone's heart. So we can't see how the Lord is directing us. In the same way, we don't, if you put yourself, if you think that I'm a leg, this is the example here, you don't perceive the eyes, but the eyes direct. That's Prabhupada's analogy here, a little esoteric. But we are not seeing, however, Krishna is seeing that when this fortune, when this accumulated sukriti, when all of this fortune builds up, then he comes. He comes, he brings us into contact, Guru and Krishna. Krishna and Guru, by their mercy, they plant the seed of bhakti. So we have this progression, Sukriti, then Shraddha. The seed of bhakti begins with Shraddha. Tadao Shraddha, tadao Sahadu Sangha. So, but before the Shraddha comes the Sukriti. And the Sukriti takes place by the mercy of the wandering Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas wander this world. The devotees, they go out. They go out to the streets. They go door to door. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur from here, they went out just door to door. Not planning, oh, I'm going to go see this particular gentleman. No, just here's the door. Knock on it. Whatever. By chance, almost. Not exactly. So, we have been blessed, all of us, to have the chance encounters with the devotees of the Lord as they wander this world. And now it is our duty also to wander. To jare deko tahe kaho Krishna upadesh. That whoever we meet, wherever we are, we should give Krishna. Wherever we're going, we may have our plans, of course. We are living in this world, we have plans. How do we live? What do? This is natural. But in the same way, we should understand that we're not fully independent. We are moved about. And wherever we go, wherever we are in this wandering business, let us give others the opportunity to hear about Krishna and to serve Krishna by engaging them in the devotional service. So this was the fortune of Ajamil. He accumulated so much of his sukriti, his good fortune. He, by the chanting of the holy names of Narayan, that at the end, the Vishnu Dutas came to him. So we also can be like the Vishnu Dutas, not perhaps in the forearms, and I mean that may come. Let's see. Of course, what is it? It's said that all the residents of Navadvip are with four hands. Is that right? Chananivas, you've seen? In Jagannath Puri also? Anyway, I may not be seeing all your four hands, but you're all definitely... They're seeing, well, they see the future, or whatever. They see something that... some spiritual vision. In any case, we're all here. And in this bodies, we may not exactly resemble the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in any case, that is our aspiration is not for necessarily for this form of liberation, to have Sarupya or Sharshti or Samipya or Salokya, but we want to enter into Gauranga's pastimes eternally. In any case, so wherever we are, whatever we do, let us try to give Krishna and to, in this way, serve, be also dutas, be messengers. Be messengers of the Lord. Message carriers. We've received the message, the good news. And this is a popular saying in the West, you know, in certain other traditions, faiths, that proclaiming the good news, we have the best news. We have the best message, the best news that anyone could... It's so extraordinarily good news that despite the difficulties of this age of quarrel, hypocrisy, and strife, we have the holy name of Krishna. What better news? Krishna himself. the all-attractive personality of God that has made himself fully available right here now today in his holy name for you. The good news, the best news. Be messengers of this news. Carry it to every town and village. Prithivite jata nagarati gram sarvatra prachar hoive moranam. Take it around. Be messengers. Be dutas of this message of Godhead, this message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam kalo nasyeva 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 gatiranyata. Take this harinama freely. So we distribute harinama. We're the messengers of the Supreme Lord, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, wherever we go, let us thank the Lord for this service. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Time is up. A few minutes we have for questions or comments. Hare Krishna. No? Okay, I'm going to repeat the, you don't have to do that. You can say Hare Bo. Like, yes. I don't know if there's a microphone.
But as you told that we should be a messenger to give others Krishna, but that genuine compassion doesn't come in heart or mind. So how we can develop that mood?
Because, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand. Compassion, you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, how can we develop compassion?
Yeah, yeah. Because we are always anxious about our own.
Yes, we're self-centered.
Yeah, yeah, self-centered.
We're self-centered and we're not compassionate.
And
for the suffering of the world.
Yeah. And genuine desire for please preaching others this message of God is not coming.
Yes.
So how can we develop?
Well, compassion is one of the extraordinary qualities of a devotee that we all aspire to have more and more of, to become more and more compassionate. We can begin just simply by thinking about being compassionate, meditating on compassion, remembering the compassion that we've received, looking about, trying to understand the suffering of others. These so many different ways we can, if we, more and more we think about it, the more and more we look and say, I need to be more compassionate, then that compassion will naturally grow. When we feel the need for it, we'll also acquire it. So that's part of it. It's a gift also of bhakti, that bhakti makes us more compassionate. So the more we practice bhakti, the more compassion we'll develop. It's a purification. It's a natural quality of the Vaishnava, that he's paradukhi dukhi, he feels the suffering of others. So it's just, it's part of the whole process of purification and development. And I think, you know, we should, the one thing that we can always do especially is we can recognize when we're not being compassionate. We can think, okay, that was not compassionate of me to think of my god brother or god sister in that way, or to do this or that. That was not compassionate. So on the two sides, the desire, wanting it, and on the other side, avoiding the activities and thoughts and so on that are not compassionate. Does that answer your question at all? Yes.
Hare. Hare Krishna. I have a kind of a nice story to share from tweets to the class. This summer in Switzerland, so I distributed again my DVD, 30 hours Kirtan. I went from the village which I stayed to a bigger city. And then in the evening going back, I entered actually a kind of the wrong train. But when I was in the train, still I could jump out. Somebody told me your train is a little bit later. But then somehow or other I felt Krishna have a plan. So I stayed anyway in the train. And the train was full of people. And in the end, only one seat was free by a 40-year-old man. So I was sitting to him and I asked him about the connection for my right train. I offered him the DVD. And he immediately said, oh, if I would have money, I would take it. And then I had to go in the same station out which he went out for catching the right train. So we went quickly to an ATM. He gave me 30 Swiss francs, which is a lot for one DVD. And he said, actually, he's very interested in the philosophy, etc., if he can meet me again. Then I gave him quickly my telephone number. After a week, I got an SMS. We met each other on Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. And as a gift, I brought him Prabhupada Lilamrita. And so I wrote there Prabhupada, and this book is very dear to me. I hope it finds a place in your heart. So we met, and on Prabhupada's appearance day, I did went to the temple. I felt a little guilty. But so I had a Srimad Bhagavatam set with me. I asked him, do you like to read? And he said, yes. So I explained the set and he took the full Srimad Bhagavatam set with him. And just today I got a letter. He would like to come and visit Mayapur.
Hari Bol. So your missed train, your missed stop results in this great fortune. So you were wandering, he was wandering, and the two wanderers come together, and magic. Yes?
Simply because it also struck me so much, the idea that devotees are fully independent, because we hear, you mentioned something, but I would like if you could develop a bit more about the relation there is between being fully surrendered to Krishna and at the same time being independent.
The measure, the devotee's independence is in surrender. The devotee becomes independent by surrendering to Krishna, because the devotee chooses to surrender to Krishna. We surrender to, in all cases, we have to surrender. We're either surrendered to Krishna or we're surrendered to his illusory energy. But when we're surrendered to his illusory energy, we think that we're independent. We don't understand that our surrender to the illusory energy has actually been imposed on us by karma, by our karmic situation. Our consciousness is asleep. We're asleep to our actual nature. And we're forced by nature, by the three modes of nature, to act according to to karma. So we have actually no independence, although we are thinking so. But when we choose independently out of the heart, out of the soul, to surrender to Krishna, then we're actually exercising our and becoming independent in the sense that we're independent of the dictates of this material world. And now we're being engaged in Krishna's service with full independence, with love, not forced. We're not forced to be serving Krishna. We're serving Krishna, we're surrendering. Our surrender is not that we've been locked up, that we've been caught by the police and put in chains and thrown in jail. No, we raise the flag ourselves. I surrender to you, Krishna. Now you engage me. So that is the expression of our actual freedom. We become free through surrendering. Now, of course, it seems paradoxical. How do you become free by giving up your freedom or surrendering to someone? How do you become free? But you do, because you become free of the prison of the material world. You become free from the force of material nature. And you come under the shelter of Krishna, who gives us, see, this is where the independence comes in also. And why I believe that Srila Prabhupada uses the term chance here. Because though the devotee surrenders to Krishna and comes under his protection and shelter, he still remains an independent individual. He still has, or she still has, its own individuality, own personality, own thoughts, inclinations, attractions. Srila Prabhupada chose to come to the USA. He chose to come to the USA. Others were advising him to go to London, or because that was the... But he thought, I'll go to America. Now, was this thought put in him by Krishna, and just, you know, you're going to go to America, so I'm going to make you think that you're going to go to America? Or did this come out from his natural personality? Because we don't know exactly. But we do know that we have personality. We know that we're all individuals. We know that we have independent desires and thoughts. And when those independent desires and thoughts become connected to the will of Krishna, then we're surrendered. We're under his shelter. So surrendering to Krishna doesn't mean that we become jumbies. My wife tells a story about Prabhupada talking about that. And there's always some desire in the living entity. So when the desire becomes pure to serve the Lord, that's the state of surrender. We give up other desires, and we have only that one desire. Then we're surrendered to Krishna. And then when that desire manifests according to different circumstances, we choose, again, independently, to go here, to go there, as Krishna presents opportunities. Then somehow or other things happen. So it seems to be that, to me at least, that this is what Srila Prabhupada is meaning by chance. That because the devotees have independence, the Vishnu Dutas or whoever they are, because they are, their desires are their own. You can't, they happen. And the result of that is that you somehow may get contact with a devotee. Because the devotees do wander. They wander. They, without knowing where they're going, they go. Because of their desire to serve Krishna. And then out of that desire, that wandering, then sometimes they'll just connect with you. So it's, you know, it's a play of sukriti and karma and chance and desires and independence of the devotees. It all works out so that we all get connection with Krishna. So that's my understanding. Now it's very, you know, as you say, it's a difficult paradigm. Surrender, but freed, independent, not independent, Krishna, where is the line? But this will come more and more as we experience, as our spiritual personality begins to manifest, our spiritual identities, then that we'll find ourselves attracted to certain aspects of Krishna's pastimes more than others. This was spoken of yesterday, how someone is attracted to Krishna Balaram's Leela, different attractions begin to develop. And then this is independent. This is not being, Krishna's going, okay, well, I'm going to make you this or that. No, somehow it's in us and it starts to come out. And then we start to experience our actual independent, our true independent being as servants of Krishna. Does that answer your question at all? Okay. Well, it's 9 o'clock, so I suppose we should end here. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Bol.